staying alive, so staying alive.
Sustaining Alive on 95 BFM.
With Rita Steele.
Talofa.
Oh,
look at that.
Kia ora from my island to yours.
happy Ecological Overshoot Day.
What?
For the 1st of August.
What does that mean? There's no turning back now and what?
Yeah, pretty much.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm a few days late with it, sorry, but it is a good chance to talk about what it means. You might have seen it floating around in the news.
Okay.
The other name for it is Ecological Debt Day.
Ooh. So, not as catchy.
Not as catchy.
Because it's got the word debt in it.
Yeah, so everyone turns off straight away. Overshoot. Ooh, might have guns. Might keep listening. Doesn't have guns.
Overshoot sounds like a mistake as well. Like, oh, yeah, just, oh, oh. Sorry about that.
To understand it though, you have to understand an ecological footprint. And we did talk about this, I think, on my very first.
Bigger than Bigfoot's footprint, would you say?
Bigger than Bigfoot's footprint?
I don't have no idea what's going on.
It's all contextual.
Just saying some words.
So an ecological footprint is how much of the world's resources that you use to keep you in the lifestyle that you're accustomed to.
Okay.
So
I don't like where this is headed.
It's water, the water you use, direct and indirect, which we've talked about before. So not just what you drink, but also how your food's made with water, et cetera, et cetera. The land that's used to grow your food, timber, minerals, and of course where your wastes, the amount of land needed for your wastes. So it's measured in global hectares, and I might have lost you, but a global hectare is your average productive piece of land on Earth.
Okay.
So it's
an accounting. Desert don't count.
No, desert doesn't count. So
yeah. Is there any coming back for a desert? Not really. Yeah, it's kind of. Or you can put a golf course out there if you're in America or something.
No, well, isn't LA kind of a desert enough?
Yeah, I think like Nevada and that is like weird. But yep,
yeah,
sorry,
I think you can come back from a desert, but I think it's expensive.
Biodome.
Yeah, totally. But if you think about it like an accounting system, so there's a term called biocapacity. So that's the world's like how much the world can actually handle us.
How much capacity the bio has.
Yeah, how much, if we were living in the biodome, how much?
No, go.
There's going to be a whole lot of young people that don't know what biodome is. If you haven't seen biodome, you should go out.
It's probably one Pauly Shore movie you should probably watch.
Yeah, totally. So the capacity of the earth, biocapacity of the earth is about 6.7 billion or 1.8 global hectares per person. So what I'm trying to say is if you wanted to live your lifestyle the way at a sustainable level, then in all theory, you should be able to get 1.8 hectares and live within that. So everything you get needs to come from that 1.8 hectare per year. I reckon you boys could do
it's
it. I think you
totally
could
doable.
At a push.
Yeah, give me a little bit of land. I'll
give you a little bit of
stuff.
Land. So the bad news, though, is that we actually surpassed. So in 1961, we used about 50% of the world's land, the world's biocapacity.
Okay.
I mean, in the 70s, we overshot it.
Yes.
And today we're using about 50% more than our Earth can sustain.
Yeah.
So what they've done is they've created this day called Overshoot Day, which was the 1st of August, to signify that so far this year we have already used, as of the 1st of August, all the available resources to us. So now we're living on the credit card.
I see. So what is anybody entertaining the idea of doing the? So I know I've seen some sketches, some pretty far out 3D renderings of farming in skyscrapers. Do you know about that?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah. Vertical farming.
It's like urban.
Urban farms.
Homegrown kind of like hydro scenarios.
Yeah, totally.
Is that kicking off anywhere? Because we've run out of land.
Yeah, but you also have to bear in mind that you still have to import water to make that happen. And if your air is crap, then, you know, crap in, crap out, basically. I thought I'd go through some of the countries and where we sit. And John has also given us his global hectares that he's used without realizing it. He did a little survey. Yes.
Huh?
So I was going to end on this, but we will now do it now. If you want to check out how many Earths you use, you can go to myfootprintcalculator.org and you can do a little test. And what it will tell you is how many Earths you use. So in theory, we should only be using one Earth each If everyone in the world lived like you, we would use one Earth. This calculator will tell you how many Earths we would use if everyone lived like you.
Yeah, if everyone had my lifestyle,
John's
currently,
a baddie.
Yeah,
we'd be using 2.5 Earths.
Yeah, John's a super baddie. I knew it.
What, you too didn't greedy. Take the test, so denial does not help, my friend.
I mean, I can't be prosecuted, though. I can't be prosecuted.
I was still eating Burger King.
And the...
That is really close to my favourite shop at Avondale. Not that one, though. It's not that. Keep guessing, everyone. You're not allowed to guess.
Okay, I'm from Avondale, so...
That's exciting, isn't it? It's not Flourishing Cafe. Oh, no, that's a good one, though.
I converted that for global hectares for you too, John, so that you knew that. And you use, where's my big little sign for you? 4.32 global hectares. And to be sustainable, you need 1.8.
You don't even mow your back lawn that you got now, mate. So imagine that.
It's probably not a bad thing. But anyway.
The thing is, to live off this land, you shouldn't have a job as well. It should just be your job.
Back in the day
it was like, yo, I'm just going to, all we have to do is eat. That's the main top priority.
Do you reckon
now
that was right?
Because I've got to eat and buy a fucking TV. So it's like, you know, I'm out buying this TV and I can't get a park, complaining about that when I should have just been plowing my land and living my life.
Looking
out my window, although, which is a massive TV as well.
I think what would happen, though, is for 6 weeks of the year, you'd be totally stoked. And then for the rest of the year, you'd be inside looking out going, I'm really hungry and it's dark.
Probably pruning my fucking dank leaves that I'm growing on my sweet property. That's what I'll be doing.
So.
Fuck yeah. Give me that.
You were like, I want it back. I think we've come a long way from how we used to live, you know, hundreds of years ago. And I think that we don't have to live like that. I think there's a middle ground somewhere.
Right.
You know, because back then they weren't even living on 1.8 global hectares. They were living on, you know, nothing. And in fact, I've got some of the lowest, the countries that don't use bugger all.
Who are these?
Eritrea. Eritrea? Is it, how do I say that? I'm really sorry.
I don't know, but I'd never heard of it. So
it's a country in Africa.
I've never even heard of it. Nice
it's
one.
On that, it's by that, you know, where the Earth's ripping open. What's that called? The Rift, the Great Rift?
Yes, okay.
Great Rift Valley. I think it's by there. They use 0.5 global hectares per person. Timor, 0.5. Haiti, 0.6. So there's poor places. Like, they're living on nothing.
Are you taking phone calls?
Hello,
BFM, you're with Sustaining Alive.
Eritrea,
thank you very much.
Eritrea.
Yeah.
Eritrea. It used to be part of Ethiopia until the Italians invaded in the Second World War and then the Allies gave it independence.
Interesting.
Oh, thank you.
It was to keep Ethiopia landlocked and stop it becoming a powerful country.
Okay, wow. Got you. Thanks, mate.
Cheers. I like that piece of knowledge.
Africa used to be called Ethiopia. For a Dutch person showed up.
Oh my god, I'm learning so much from you guys. My history is not strong. My
John didn't believe
human
that,
history
yeah,
is not strong.
That's true.
That's a bit worrying, actually. Just straight away listen
oh,
to
man,
you.
Oh man, there's just a lot to learn, isn't there?
Yeah. The most overshot country in the world, Luxembourg.
Oh.
16 global hectares per person.
Fuck. What are they doing over there?
I don't
what
know.
Are they,
what
are
I
they
don't
doing
know,
over there?
Man.
What they're are just... they doing? Has everybody got like exotic fish in a fish tank and like
this one you might be able to help with because I think you've come from this place before. Aruba?
No, Curacao.
Oh,
but it can't
be too far off. So they use 12.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a drag strip on Curacao, and it is a massive oil refinery in the middle of it.
Okay.
That the local government bought off Shell for $1 because Shell couldn't be fucked fixing it, and they haven't done anything to it. It's terrible. Half the island is downwind of a trade wind, and they're just covered in soot and crap and just shit from the oil refinery. It's terrible.
Okay, so maybe stay
away
from
that. They'll be next level, probably.
Next level problem there. Australia's number four, and on the other way around. They've got more capacity than they use. So they use 9, though. So they're number four for how much they use, but they've got 6 to their country. They can do 16 per person. So they are exporting the rest of it.
Right.
And that's what we do as well. New Zealand, we use 5.6 global hectares per person. So you use less than average, which is kind of good news.
Do we have enough land for everybody? How much land has New Zealand got, like, for the person? Have you done that math? Like, can we?
Yeah.
I'm real keen on the idea of shutting our borders and seeing if we can just kind of just muck around making our own little crummy sweaters and stuff.
Well. Okay.
You know what I mean?
I think we'd be fine if
yeah,
we did something
too.
Like that.
I think it'd be quite rad.
But can we get rid
John?
Of the annoying New Zealanders, though? Because there's a few of those there.
Oh. I mean,
there's a few people we could export.
I mean, if we're shutting the borders, then the outside world's not looking. We can get pretty gnarly about freaky laws and stuff.
Can swap some people, maybe? I don't know. Anyway.
You know what I'm saying, Grant? Nope, okay.
Anyway, the thing that's flawed about the ecological overshoot model is that it only takes into account humans. So this is the capacity of the biocapacity only for humans.
Oh, we'd have to get rid of our cows.
We'd have to get rid of every animal. Like, no kiwis, no
What about
cows,
my little dog that wouldn't live by itself if it wasn't for me?
Your dog is a goner under this model. So we'd have to then
what
also...
What about cats? They can't take care of themselves.
They're gone.
Really?
So this is biocapacity just for humans. So it's a bit flawed in that respect.
What if we were farming the cats to eat?
I don't know. I don't know about the eating thing, actually. That's a very good point, because it must have taken into consideration the
What can
cows.
We eat? Maybe, I guess this model's like, look, you should be plant matter from here on out if you're really trying to make your land be as righteous as possible. That's you get the most out of your land if you're growing plants.
Yeah, so, yeah. If you wanted to drop down to that 1.68, it would be a lot of plants.
If you needed to eat cats, have your own cats, kind of thing.
Yeah, totally.
Sweet. Okay.
But humane killings only, please, people.
How did Alf used to eat cats? Did he just used to eat them raw?
Yeah. And he'd get fur balls, can you remember?
Yeah. Oh, that's unpleasant.
Anyway. If you want to check it out, myfootprintcalculator.org, but also footprintnetwork.org is also really interesting, because they've got tons of like different graphs of the world and hotspot. Like, you can sort of see the red countries that use heaps. So remember how we said that, I said, what are the 6.7 billion global hectares available? China uses 5.2, USA uses 2.6. So with those two alone, we're all out.
Fucking big fat fatties.
Well, it's just because they've got but they've also got a huge population, right? Like, that's kind of half the problem, so... Yeah. Yeah, there you go. So take the test, find out there, and then find out where you're overshooting. Like, what is your big? Can you remember? Did you ever look at what your
might have been transport? I think it might have been transport.
Don't you ride to a bike to work?
He should be riding a bike to work.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we did have a word, didn't we, John? And you were like, fuck off, and he pulled the fingers. And I was like, why'd you do that? And then he was like,
it is definitely an easy commute here for me on my bike. Mm. You know, I could do it in 35 minutes.
Mm.
Especially because cycling is one of your superpowers. Mm. So use your powers for good and not evil, John.
What you need is a bike sponsor.
Actually, downstairs in the quad the other day, they had little blenders on the front of a bike. You could be making your food as well on a bike.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Powering your blender.
A little chain straight to the blender. It's quite cool.
Oh, hey, if you are doing the test, New Zealand's renewable energy is about 86%, so you might need that number for the test.
All right.
And that's it from me.
Thanks, Rita. Cool.
Thank you very much. We should see you next week.
Yeah.
I'm really interested it's kind of got me fired up thinking about, like, population. Is there anything that we can do about population? Well, not really.
Let's cover population next week, yeah?
Okay.
Cool.
There's some radical things, John, but you probably won't like it.
That was Sustaining Alive on 95 BFM.